When it comes to towing, seeing is believing. That's why Chevy Truck's advanced camera technology offers up to 8 available cameras for 14 unique views, so you can focus on the view that really matters. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Learn more about Chevy Trucks at Chevy.com. Safety or driver assistance features are no substitute for the driver's responsibility to operate the vehicle in a safe manner. Read the vehicle owner's manual for important feature limitations and information.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. This is our Packer post game, 18 hours after. We let every decision settle. We let everything foster. And then the next day we play a little MMQB, if you know what I'm saying. Packers get the win over the Rams 24-19. Big picture here is we are avoiding a conversation about Jordan Love that could have been happening after what was the worst pick six decision, the worst throw out of the end zone that I think I've ever seen. I understand his intention with it. I understand what he was efforting to do, but it was very bad. The decision to avoid a safety, okay, that's a normal human football decision, not thinking of what could happen if he doesn't get the ball out of bounds, probably not in the moment thinking, oh, there's a chance like this ball will leave my hand and suddenly instead of giving up 2 points, it will be six. Very bad play. Now, he was good after that, very good. So, again, I think there were people that were thinking $55 million. And then not saying that a little bit later on during the game. Jordan Love on the game. Packers win 24-19. I don't think I said that yet. He was 15-26, 224 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he did have that interception after the pick six. He was 12-13 with the touchdown, the 160 yards. So things turned out and worked out just fine for Jordan Love. The 2 touchdowns, Tucker Kraft. The other thing with this game, and we can get back to Love, but the other thing with this game is I was as animated and pumped up for a game as I have been in a long time. I don't know what it was. So how I used to watch games when I was like 15 was I was going crazy. I was just all over the place, just fanatic for, you know, I was just a monster. I was going insane. How I then became when I started to, work with the radio is then I was taking notes. The amount of notes that I used to take during these games was awful. Just terrible. And it like nobody liked watching games with me. Then I stopped taking notes. We did the podcast, the post game, but I stopped taking notes and you just kind of, you know, I don't know why I had to take so many detailed notes. I was like, oh, I gotta know everything in case these people are going, I listen to Bart. I listen to Wildy. I listen to this guy. It's like, duh, 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 duh. It was insane. But now, you know, I think you can just like watch a game and retain information while looking at the box score. But even still this year, like I'm watching these games, like, all right, nice. All right. Big play. This game, I got a little more crazy with it. Maybe I watched it in a different setting. I watched it at a friend's. When Tucker Kraft scored that touchdown, so he caught the ball and I was pumped. And then he made the move and ran down the field. I was like emoting, like in a way that I just haven't done. Maybe it's like some follow-up from what happened with the Brewers the other day, where I was like sad and I needed a nice moment of joy. But I think the other thing is, that was a huge game. That felt like a huge game. That felt like if this team is going to win and get in the playoffs, they need to win this game. It felt like if they lose this game, they will not be in the playoffs. That's what it felt like to me. Not a must win, or it just felt like the way the season was going to go was if they win, they're on the track that they need to be. But if they lose, this team sucks. And I think that's where I was a little worried about. Tim Shea, good to see you.
Hello, Bart.
We may have some other people jumping in here today, too. We got Q, Jake, DeSean O'Connell, Austin, Colorado Pete. A lot of people commenting on this pop-up Monday stream. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I want to ask about the Brewers, but that'll be in a little bit.
Okay.
Packer thoughts?
Sloppy win, I guess. Right? Work to do. That's what everyone's saying on this quarterback Monday, right? Monday morning quarterback.
What's funny is that the pick six was as bad as it's ever been. Like, that's the worst throw I've ever seen.
Which one was worse? Levis's earlier this year or yesterday's?
Ours is the Love.
Okay.
Terrible. But
it worked out.
Yeah, we won. But the Jaden Reed pass, that's the pass people are talking about. Because that was even like dumber.
Well, I said, what the hell is he doing? And he threw it up and somehow it ends up in
Jordan Love right now, he never throws into double coverage.
Ever since wearing that Packard, that Brett Favre jersey, he's been playing like him.
Yeah, I know. He never throws into double coverage, though. He'll either throw to an open guy, single coverage, or triple coverage.
I was about to say, that was kind of triple coverage.
That was triple coverage.
Yeah.
Remember when he broke Christian Watson's leg? That was triple coverage.
Yeah.
So I was worried about that.
Snapped in him half, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll take a win. Never going to apologize for a win, obviously, but they got some work to do.
Comment says, Love is legit. Favre 2.0. I take it. He went to two Super Bowls.
Without the interceptions.
And the welfare fraud.
And his voting record. What? Sorry.
Yeah. I have a yard sign in my yard.
I saw it. I stopped over to pick up those gummies finally.
Yeah. All right. You want to get nuts here?
Yeah, let's get crazy.
All right. Hot take Jake.
There we are.
Are you on a working treadmill?
No. I got one of those like stand-up desk things so you can stand at certain points.
What's the noise in the background? What's the noise?
What's that?
There's noise.
Yeah, there's like some servers in here. I'm like Milton in Office Space when they move them into the basement. Like, they're going to ask me to start spraying for roaches and stuff soon.
I'm going to bring everybody that's in. I'm just going to bring everybody in.
Oh, boy. Old school.
Q.
What's up, guys? Big win yesterday.
And we got one more, that, as I call him, the hammer. The Sean O'Connell.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
What's up, gents?
Is that the robot?
Let's put Tim over there. I'll sit here. Jake, you want to give some thoughts?
Yeah, a couple quick ones. I got to roll. Right, Grant turned me into a believer. Rashawn Gary is poo-poo, doo-doo-poo.
He didn't, but Gary didn't play yesterday.
What's up?
Oh, I was doing a joke, but now
I liked it.
All right, the joke was that he did play and he was just bad. But then Jake had to. Is Jake Cam from The Office? Is he a secretary?
Why are we at Jake's waist?
All right, see ya.
Wow.
We had like the Jake crotch cam. I don't know.
I think Jake just jumped on to show everyone that he's at an office. I think he just wanted to.
Congrats on the new job, Jake.
Yeah.
Congrats on the office.
Yeah. Q.
I'm excited.
Thoughts?
I like I think anytime you can go to the West Coast and win against a potential Hall of Fame quarterback, that's a big win. So, but I can't believe the record that LaFleur has against McVay. Like, it doesn't seem like it's that good, but I guess it is. So, but I think people are still being kind of critical of the new defensive scheme. And like, I think it's going to take until like December for it to get fully installed, especially with like Ja being out. So I'm being patient and optimistic with what Halfley's got going. So, and same with Jordan Love. Like, you saw a lot of critiques of him in the first half, and it's like, guys, less than 3 weeks ago, we were wondering if he'd be back by November because of the MCL. Like, he's still recovering, and he didn't get much of a preseason. So I think the 3-2 record is, with the adversity this team has faced so far, is really a great sign of what's going to happen for the rest of the year.
The Sean O'Connell with the Grilling Like a Villain shirt on a Monday, which is, that's a weekend shirt, but I appreciate your Monday wearing of it.
Every day is a grilling day at the O'Connell household, Bart Winkler. Whether you're a villain or within the accordance of the law, we were doing some raw milk grilling this weekend. So there you go. Yeah, I would, I have been critical of our head coach. I want him to be the guy. His leadership, as a leader of, alpha males, I think is suspect. And, people do say he is a top five coach, which I do not know if that is true or not, but I will say this, and this is a head scratcher, noodle baker, engagement farming tweet, if you want to use it later. But if that is true, is it also true, though, that you could say that he is in the lower half of coaches in the NFC Central? I think there are two coaches that are better than him in our division. One man's opinion, but it was good to, as Q said, to see them win in Los Angeles. In the Pacific time zone, they have not been good, and they did get a win. So that is awesome. I'm really happy to see it. And with Jordan Love, is this maybe the Favre thing? Remember, in right before they were eliminated by the Cowboys, Favre got hit in the jaw. He got speared. It would have been a flag, but he got speared in the jaw by, I want to say, Charles Haley of the Cowboys. And Madden said, "Oh, since the hit in the jaw, he's been an MVP." Is, yeah, maybe that pick six Jordan Love's Favre hit in the jaw moment?
I'm changing Q's name to Stanley Cucci, because that's who he looks like. He looks like Stanley Tucci with those glasses.
I've had these glasses for years.
And then maybe it's just finally hit me that that's what you look like. Stanley. I don't know. I thought it was funny. Oh, look. Look at this. I'm sick, or I'd hop on the stream, from Austin.
Oh.
And then here's Austin.
Boys. Austin. He had FOMO.
What's up, so buddy? Good to be back.
What's up?
Man, that Love pick was, could you, why, dude? Like, I'm not here to shit on him or anything. That, I love that. It was a great game. It was fun. It was comical, that throw. I don't know.
You're just thinking so much that you don't want to give up the safety.
Yeah. But like,
maybe this thought, like if you're driving, you're like, oh, I don't want to hit that squirrel. But then you don't realize that you're also on the cliff. So you're not thinking about the bigger problem if you're just trying to get rid of the immediate problem.
Did anybody ask him about that? Like, what he was thinking? I haven't listened to post-game stuff.
Me neither.
I didn't listen to post-game either. Did Sean McDermott ever come out and give a post-game press conference for Buffalo? Because they had the dumbest ending ever.
Oh yeah, he blamed himself. He goes, we gotta do better play call.
What was that? Bills.
That was terrible. Oh,
okay. 25 seconds left.
That was rough too. Yeah,
25 seconds left. They threw three passes from their own 4 yard line, and then they punted, and then Houston won. Also, big win for Mike McCarthy last night. This is what I realized. So, I've told you guys this about the Cowboys. I'm not a Dallas fan, but I enjoy watching them play, and I like when they win. I think that's because of Big Mike. I think I just love Big Mike. Mm-hmm. And so my hatred scale right now for other teams, the Niners are way ahead of whoever's second. The Niners are way ahead. I think Bears fans would be next. The Bears, when they beat us, will rise to 2 easy. The Vikings right now, I don't hate as much as I used to, because they're like, in the past, people be like, oh, the Vikings are really good. I'm like, no, they're not. These ones are, though. Like, it's hard to just, they're just good. They're good. So that sucks.
They haven't had a good coach in like 20 years. Like,
let's go back to what John said, that maybe LaFleur is the third best coach in the NFC North.
Is there a better division in football than the NFC
I said
North?
Central, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop you. My wife was wearing an NFC Central champ shirt yesterday.
Whoa, they still make those?
She got it at an antique store. The whole family was dressed in Packer gear yesterday. Actually, this is the shirt I wore. I have yet to change. or shower. I actually just woke up. Shay, Packers?
I'm ready to go to Brewers when you're done with the Packers. So,
well, let's keep going. Okay, see you, Q. We can talk Brewers for a second. You were there, right?
I was there at all three games.
All three?
Yeah.
Did you know Pete Alonso was going to hit the home run?
Kind of. I didn't think he'd hit a home run. I thought it would get dicey. Like I thought they'd tie it up. I thought the game would go to extras.
Because I left the room. I knew it was coming.
I know. You told me that, and I'm
very proud to tell people that.
Yeah.
Very. I tell it. It's the only story I've actually been telling for 4 days.
That game made me fucking sick, dude.
But are we over it? Are we over it already? Or are we still like?
No, this one's going to take a while. I mean,
I'm glad the Mets lost a game. That was pissing me off.
They're going to go home and win 2. They're going to go to the championship series. I'm calling it right now, Subway Series.
That's what I tried to bet on that, but I couldn't. They don't have the futures at Pato. They don't have like future matchups.
The league wants Yankees Dodgers.
I want Yankees Dodgers.
You finally might get that for once.
I want that.
That would be one I watch. I'm not watching the playoffs till the World
Series. I want to see if Yankees Dodgers can get baseball from, like, because I mean, baseball, there were 2 games yesterday. I saw that Dodgers fans were throwing shit at the Padres, but other than that, like, I didn't watch any baseball because football's on. I want to see if a Dodgers Yankees World Series can push football out of the way. That's what I want to see.
It'll be close. I don't know if they do that.
Football. Now that I'm big time national,
are you going to push that narrative? Are you going to go baseball over football then?
Also, if you guys could retweet tomorrow, I did a Q&A for the Barrett publication. If you could retweet that,
is that into the Winklerverse or is that
it'll Bart be Winkler tomorrow? Show? I didn't. It'll be posted tomorrow.
Okay.
I didn't say anything. Too controversial. I did mention that when I got kicked off local radio, other stations celebrated it on the air.
Yeah, they did. That they did.
And one thing I don't miss is the local radio wars. I like in national radio, you're just kind of doing your own thing. At least me. I don't have that space in my brain anymore to fight.
Is it more of a gentlemanly endeavor than Bart National?
I feel like it can be. I got somebody messaged me the other day that Billy Schmidt was talking shit about me. And I'm like, what?
What?
And then that's got to be
fake. You guys are boys.
Oh, yeah. We are. And he wasn't. He said he wanted to punch Jesse Winker in the face.
Oh. Yeah.
No. Your long lost cousin.
Yeah. Which that guy,
dropped the L.
I think that's what made me the most mad about that series was like, people are watching like, oh, Jesse Winker. What a great heel. No, we're booing you because you were here and you got 199.
Yeah.
He pinch hit twice in that fucking Diamondback series.
Yeah.
He sucked. He's no good.
Yeah, we don't like him because like there's something that we don't like about him. We don't like him because he's bad.
Yeah, and Council, like he played him. What was that, Stearns last year?
That was everybody's last year.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Council Stearns had left.
Stearns had left.
Yeah.
And then Council was doing that. We is that what we think? Is that
that's what canon? I think? Yes.
That Austin's he hit Jesse Winker as a fuck you to Mark.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Right.
Yes. You're correct, Austin.
Okay, because that's what I thought too. And then Craig got the hell out of town, so we couldn't boo him. So I think we like doubled our boos at Winker. Yeah. And he took the brunt
of it. Some of the Winker boos were Craig Council boos.
Yes. Yeah. He got the brunt of it. I mean, sorry, bud, but.
And then Winker thinks he's so great.
Yeah. And, okay. I called into your national show after that loss.
Yeah.
And like, I wanted to swear so fucking bad, man. I was so livid. I sat and watched that game by myself in my new apartment, and like I was jacked. I thought they were going to win two. I thought they were going to be the team that comes and wins two back to back and gets out of the wild card series. And to have them be up two runs going into the ninth, you get Devin Williams, then to later find out that Williams is tipping pitches, that sucked. And then to find out that he's got a 10 ERA on back-to-back nights, that sucked even more. And then I remember in the Diamondback series last year, I was talking with you guys, and I was like, well, Williams can't go two nights in a row. And Tim Shea, to his credit, smarter than all of us, was like, no, he can't do two nights in a row because he sucks on two nights in a row. And lo and behold, you pitch him two nights in a row, and he fucking blows it. Ugh. God.
Tim, you had boots on the ground. What was the mood like?
Oh, it was a mix between sadness and just frustration. I think I was a little of both. I was shocked.
How are you still shocked at this point?
I was shocked at the time when it happened. Cause you know, everyone's like, oh my God, we're three outs away from finally doing it. Then we're two outs away, so there's a runner on base. And then all hell broke loose. So
I think one of the things that Grant had said on the last week was like, I don't feel like we think we're going to a World Series. We just wanted to win a playoff series.
Yes.
Like
that's so sad and true.
I know, but we wanted.
And to beat the mighty Mets, like the $225 million payroll Mets.
We just wanted to win that game.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
just wanted there to be playoff baseball this weekend. I want to feel the playoffs. Like I said, I want pop up shops at gas stations. I want discounted shirts at Kohl's. I want the Hone to be lit up. I want all that. I want buildings. I want to get a yard sign at Metro Market.
Those would have been good feelings, Bart, and I think we all were looking for that. And my going into that game, I had apprehension and nervousness in my pit, right in the pit of my very stomach. And my concern was that there might be, even if it's unspoken, a feeling that, hey, we've made it this far despite all the odds, so that no matter what happens, we can say we made it here without Yelich. We lost Woody and Miley the way we did, and we're just happy to be here. We got all these kids playing, and that would be kind of that built-in excuse. And then we got to the end and it looked like it was not going to be that excuse. And then I remember saying to the Mrs. O'Connell, who couldn't have given a bigger shit at all about it, I said, Devin Williams won't be happy unless he loads these fucking bases. And I was wrong. Instead, he just gave up the 3-run homer. But nonetheless, that was my apprehension. And all those things you said, Bart, would have been, we'd still be feeling that vibe on this very Monday.
Even if we would be down 2-0 to the Phillies, we got a game tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd be getting ready for a 3 p.m. game tomorrow.
And our spirits would be buoyed by the victory Monday from the Packers.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Christ.
What are you doing?
See you guys.
All right. The Sean O'Connell. We do have one other thing, or two other things to mention. Boy, the Bucks blowing that lead last night. Brutal.
Shut up.
No one cares.
An 8-point fourth quarter.
Who'd they even play?
They played Detroit.
Detroit. It was on ESPN. Did you watch any of it?
I watched the very beginning.
Okay.
Just to see it, because I just like to see when it's on. Knock a couple threes.
Yep.
Then I put my kid to bed, and I fell asleep with them. Sometimes I do that. And I had I paused the Sunday night game because I was like, I'm going to catch up and just watch it. Hadn't started yet when I woke back up at 8:55 because of the weather. And I spent the last night, Saturday night, I went to bed way too late too because I got wrapped up in Miami, California. I was watching that game. How was your vacation, Tim?
It was good. Vacation number 4 went off with a hitch.
What was the final? 52-6 or something?
52-6, 56-6, something like that. So,
oh, your Purdue game?
Yeah, Purdue is garbage. So I got nothing to say about that other than the Badgers won and on to Rutgers.
Is there any chance about anything?
I mean, they have to go on to – they have to play – win out.
They have to win out.
Yeah.
Is it 12 teams yet?
Yeah, 12 teams.
It is now?
Yep.
We still got number 4 Penn State and number 3 Oregon, and those are both at home.
Yeah. Wow. Both could be Big Ten Saturday night games, FYI. So,
We're on Big Noon Kickoff this week, except on the Big Ten Network.
No, we aren't.
Yeah. The Big Ten Network version of that. Big Ten Saturday night. God, I love it.
I do too. I'm a big fan. NBC does a good job with that.
What did you, you know how college, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're like, they both want 4 guaranteed spots in this playoff, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
They'll probably get that anyway, but just,
The Big Ten might only get 3, but the SEC might get 6.
Yeah. Well, if that's where the good team,
there's your 10 out of your 12 or 9 out of 12.
Well, boys, I'm going to finish up doing something for work, and then I'm going to go lay back down.
But, I feel better, bud.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I do have a quick question. What is that? Your worst in 5? What's that song that Carlos plays?
I don't know.
That guitar that kind of sounds like a cat every once in a while?
Yeah, I don't know what that song is.
It's so good. Like, it's so good that I almost listen to the song more than I listen to you guys talk when it comes on.
It's probably just a produced music bed.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll see if you can send it to me. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, nice. And then are you guys going to do some shakeaways and get that StreamYard bed going?
Oh, you want the StreamYard bed?
Yeah, some shakeaways for Tim. Come on. Yeah, baby.
You know, StreamYard just doubled the price that it cost each month.
Oh.
So we got to get the most out of this music that we can. Jeez. Give me 3 shakeaways about the state of Wisconsin sports right now. Dude.
3 shakeaways? Are you playing the music? I can't hear it.
Oh, Austin and I can.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear it at all.
That's weird.
I don't like it. Maybe I don't have the premium or whatever.
I'm dancing. So
I can see you dancing. The state of Wisconsin sports right now.
Brewers, Packers, yeah. Bucks.
Baseball sucks. God. This is weird not hearing it.
I got the strobe light going.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Baseball sucks. Trade Devin Williams. There's one shake away. Trade him.
Nobody wants him.
The Yankees need some bullpen help. They're not going to win a World Series because of their bullpen this year. So trade him to the Yankees before you get into arbitration, get some young guys from them. And
how do you not hear the music?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
All right, trade Devin Williams, shake away number two.
Trade Devin Williams, shake away number two. Should the Packers go after Devontae Adams?
No, Devontae, why? Never again.
Why?
I don't like him.
Because
he's never happy where he is. He always wants more, and then he's always chasing joy that he'll never actually reach.
Well, maybe he finally realizes that he fucked up and should just...
And he can go to the Jets all he wants. He ain't saving
them.
He
ain't going to the Jets. That's going to be even a worse situation.
Rodgers is done.
Washed. Washed, done, whatever you want to say.
All right, so trade Devin Williams.
Trade for
Devontae Adams.
Trade for Devontae Adams.
And number three?
I was going to say something about Luke Fickell. Like maybe not fire Luke Fickell, but... why don't we fire Phil Longo? The offense, the running gun, whatever, the air raid offense is just, it's not it. It's not working.
All right.
So.
Do you hear any other music?
No, I hear nothing.
What about this one?
Silence.
And Austin hears it?
I hear it.
What about
I hear silence.
Hey, can somebody help me better understand too? I know I said I was going to go, but now I'm kind of getting a second wind here. What the fuck was the deal with Romeo Doubs?
He wasn't a part of the game plan and got sad, I guess.
So then he chose to sit out of practice and then got the Jair treatment after the captain debacle last year? Because I saw he was suspended for a game.
Yeah.
So it was team punishment over him being a jackass, pretty much.
Sounds like it.
Okay. So, well, that's not good. Like, I thought we had the wide receiver room where, like, everyone
is happy.
And didn't mind who got the catches. Apparently, that's not the case. So,
well, when somebody stops getting those catches, then they get upset. But Dubs was getting catches.
Yeah, right? I don't get it. Was it because they lost the fucking game?
I mean, but he's probably sitting at home watching Dontavian Wicks.
Malik Heath getting grabs? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Targeted seven times, two catches.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seemed...
It was a bad time for him to open his mouth.
Yes, Tim. Yeah, 100%. It just seemed fucking bizarre. I didn't think that's what we were doing in Green Bay right now. So then, Tim, then wouldn't bringing Devontae in be a problem even more so?
No. Get a clear number one in clear number one in everybody else.
Why? What's the point?
Just sure it up. I don't know.
We should have a clear number one. His name's Christian Watson.
Well, no.
Well, he got thrown into triple coverage and speared.
Yeah, so then our number one's Jaden Reed.
He is good.
Or Tucker Kraft.
Dude, I was glad I listened. Well, I listened to Grant pretty much every day, but I was listening to him in the preseason before I did my fantasy draft, and he was like talking up Tucker Kraft. And I was like, all right, in a two quarterback league in round 13, I'll pick him up. And then so I did. And then I also had Kyle Pitts, and he put up a 0 point week last week. So I was like, to hell with this guy. And I put Tucker Kraft in, and he snagged me like 30 points. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tucker Kraft, baby. And I got him on an anytime touchdown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was nice.
Nice. I think I had like a 3-7 week in fantasy in my 10 leagues.
Oh, yeah, you got 10 leagues. You're a psycho, though. That's crazy. No,
but then I'm not sitting there watching games like, I need George Pickens. Oh, my God. I need George Pickens. I can just be like, Yeah, I could just watch the game. It's more freeing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you could also not care about your fantasy.
What sucks is Tuesdays trying to do waiver wire on 10 leagues is like, all right, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, you spend like an hour and a half, 2 hours doing that.
And the league that I'm in that I hate the most is the league that I care about the most.
That you can't win at because
you can't beat these guys. They're all like the dumbest people.
Dude, that's so with my league. I know we're talking fantasy now and it's kind of stupid, but in my league, I stopped caring a few years ago. I had a buddy draft for me and I ended up winning that league. That same year I drafted for him and he won that league. And I was like, okay, this is the dumbest shit ever. I'm done really caring about it. So I don't know. Do one league and then put fucking bets on the side and you won't ever care about your fantasy teams. They're stupid. I want to get out so bad. I want someone to buy my spot.
I'll buy your spot, mate.
I had a guy offer me 300 for it the other year and I didn't do it. I was looking for five.
Tobias, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy hitting league. I don't know. But I don't want to do it anymore.
How much does it cost to play?
A couple hundred.
And you can sell, someone's gonna buy your spot?
Yeah, they offered me 300 for it.
It's that like, makes no sense.
It's yeah, it does. I don't know, but all right, that's enough. Once we're talking fantasy, I'm out. I'm sick. I feel like hell.
Well, you did a great job. Good to see you.
All right, bless you guys. Love you.
Bless you and love you, Austin. Show me the clock.
I'm not near it.
Aren't you at your parents?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same room?
No, I'm in a different room.
You're in a different room that looks exactly like the other room.
It's not even close.
What? Like the shit on the wall's the same. The couch is the exact same.
No, it is not.
You're not by the clock?
No. God.
Wow, I thought it was the same room. That's funny. Reminder, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off each and every order. Tim, how are the gummies doing?
Wonderful. They make me sleep.
You weren't sleeping for a while.
Oh, I never sleep, really. But these help me doze off. Very.
I'm telling you, on Friday nights, that's when I need them the most.
Yeah.
Because I got to get up right away for soccer to coach.
Yeah. Forgot. How's that going? How's the season?
Pretty good. Kids are learning, having fun.
Nice. Barty Jr. doing good?
Yeah. Saturday, he wasn't really feeling it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sometimes he doesn't like when, like, I think it's hard to, when your dad is like
the coach.
Yeah. Because gotcha. I'm giving attention to other kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that. I mean, I get it.
If you had me, why would you want to share me, you know?
Exactly. I agree.
I mean, come on.
I definitely agree. So,
Happy Place Hemp, promo code's BART, 25% off each and every order. You can visit them in Muskego, the CBD CBNs that Tim and I frequent. And also the other ones, Tim. Talking to Mom Pache?
No.
Someone else? I have too many questions, and I don't want to get into them. So, that'll do it for today's episode, unless you got any more shakeaways.
No, not the fact that I can't even hear the music is quite disappointing, but...
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and go figure out this... this bites of the apple thing. Try for next year, right?
Mm-hmm. We were so dumb to ever think.
No, this year's.
They told me, Bart, the Brewers are different this year. I said, okay. Oh, okay. So the same thing that happens isn't. All right. They told me, but. Are you drinking a Mott's applesauce?
I couldn't find an apple, so.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
The applesauce. It's very good.
Prop comedy. I don't know that you've done prop comedy before, other than always being in a car.
Well, bites of the applesauce. That's what I'm going with this offseason.
I love it. All right. We'll talk to you later in the week. Should have an episode with Horvat again. And the boys. Till then, peep me on Infinity Sports Network.
Go Brewers. March 25th. Kansas City Royals. Miller Park.
Bye.